This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The rules for how some Colorado cities grow just changed. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on two new laws Governor Jared Polis signed yesterday that aim to make some communities more dense and hopefully more affordable.
One of the new laws will force many cities to allow accessory dwelling units across their residential neighborhoods. Another will give developers the right to build more condos and apartments near bus and train lines. Governor Jared Polis strongly backed both laws. They mark some of the biggest steps yet that the state has taken to override local development rules. Another law signed last week aims to cut down on requirements for costly parking spots to be built in new development. Critics say that local governments should be making those decisions, not the state. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
State wildlife officials have confirmed wolves have killed another cow in Grand County. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The loss occurred in the same area the state reintroduced wolves last December. Since then, it appears the predators have killed 7 wolves in Grand County and 5 at a single ranch near Kremling. Tim Richard represents local livestock producers as the head of the Middle Park Stock Growers Association.
This is going to keep happening because they have preyed on livestock already, and so now I think they have that taste.
Richard has asked the state to kill 2 wolves that could be behind the most recent livestock losses. So far, it's refused, saying the animals need time to establish a sustainable population. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A soldier based at Fort Carson has died after a training accident in Louisiana. First Lieutenant Zachary Gawley reportedly died in a non-combat-related accident at the Joint Readiness Training Center. The 23-year-old soldier was an explosive ordnance disposal officer. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.